Sean, welcome to the podcast today. Great to have you on. Huge fan of your films at Picture House. I've worked for the business for 10 years now. I think we've played all of the Night at the Museums. And we've been really looking forward to Free Guy, which has been, it's been a little bit delayed. but it's great that it's waited for a cinema release. Was that important to you to get it on the big screen?
Without question. This is, I've made movies that are smaller and intimate and more dialogue and small scale in scope. But Free Guy is a big screen movie. Free Guy wants to be experienced as big and as loud and as collectively as possible. Ryan and I set out really wanting to make, as Ryan has said, like a fastball of joy, a movie that was funny and fun and packed with a lot of action and Easter eggs and whimsy, but also a movie that had a warmth to it, almost like a throwback kind of humanism and a fundamentally sweet heart. And we were very united in that. And we feel that the movie we've made, it has so much to see, so many layers of Easter eggs and embedded little winks and references. And the only way to really get the most out of that experience is on a large format, on a big screen, and ideally among many strangers.
I think that's the thing. It's not just scale, is it? It's the collective experience. The screening I was at, lots of laughter. I myself was responsible for some of that, some ugly laughing towards the end of the film, and a lot of heart. Towards the end, I felt a bit choked up, I have to say.
Well, the number of people who have told me they went into Free Guy and were kind of mortified / shocked to find themselves getting choked up in the last 5-7 minutes, that's thrilling to us because, as I say, we wanted it to be a wild ride and to make you laugh your ass off, if we're allowed to say that. And we wanted a few moments of surprises that we are thrilled to see make crowds literally cheer when these kind of shocking cameos and Easter eggs appear. But ultimately, we wanted the emotion to land in a almost a rom-com kind of way. An early reference for us was Edward Scissorhands. And that ending where Winona Ryder says, "Hold me," and Johnny Depp says, "I can't." And that kind of bittersweet, achingly romantic ending, you can see shades of that in Free Guy while also ultimately being a happy ending.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, I love when a film can pull off, you know, that emotional feat. And it was really great to see that in Free Guy. I was wondering there's a lot going on in this film, and a lot of it is, you know, references to other media. I wondered if you know, did you immerse yourself in sort of video games for working on this? And how did you prepare to go into Free Guy?
Well, I always go into a movie, like when I was prepping Real Steel, for instance, I didn't know about robotics. And all I knew about boxing was Rocky 1, 2, 3, and 4, which I could recite, by the way. So I promptly learned about the things I didn't know. And that has to start with admitting what you don't know. So on Free Guy, from my very first meeting with Ryan, I said, "Yo, if you're looking for a gamer to direct this movie, you should talk to another." And he's like, no, that's why I'm talking to you. Let's learn and gain fluency in gaming so that it feels authentic to that community and that culture. But that's not the movie we're going to make. We're going to make a movie. So what I did is I admitted what I didn't know. I spent, first I hired Zach Penn to help me rewrite the script. He is a hardcore gamer. He had written Ready Player One. He was a phenomenal guide through the gaming world. And through him, I met many game theorists, designers, coders, publishers. And I just kind of sent myself to school to gain fluency in a world that I didn't know inside and out.
That sounds like, you know, "Oh, what are you doing tonight? I'm doing homework." "What's your homework?" "I'm playing a video game."
Well, exactly. "Daddy can't put you to bed tonight, darling. He's doing research."
You've got such a good cast in this film. You mentioned Ryan Reynolds just a moment ago, but I think for a British audience, it's so great to see Jodie Comer up there on a big cinema screen.
You know what? Jodie Comer should and is rightfully the pride of Liverpool and much of the UK, because as soon as I saw Killing Eve, I remember calling Ryan and I was like, "You need to watch this show. You got to see this actress. Like, I don't know who she is, but I think she could get this part." Like, I had a feeling early. And then we saw about 80 other actresses. But as soon as Jodie came into the final round of callbacks and auditioned with Ryan, it was clear that this is a this is a special talent. This is someone where years from now, I'm going to say, hey, you know that multi-Oscar winner, Jodie Comer? I gave her first movie. And I'll say that proudly because she's that special.
Yeah, I mean, she's done so many great dramas, and Killing Eve was a huge showcase for her. But in this, I mean, she's playing kind of two roles, you know, and I think she really gets to flex some muscles that she's not been able to show the audiences before.
Action muscles, comedy muscles, drama muscles. I really like that she could inhabit both roles, and I completely buy into both. There's not many actors of any age, of any gender, who can do that.
Was the English accent decided because you had Jodie Comer, or was that always in there for that character?
It was always going to be an English accent. What I didn't know until I met her was just how thick her Liverpudlian accent was. As soon as she walked in, she's like, how's it going? I'm like, how's it going? What? And Ryan was like, is that how you talk? Like somehow we thought she would talk like Villanelle. Right? We didn't even realize that even Killing Eve was a very intense accent that she put on to cover up a very intense Liverpool accent. So it was always British. And we always liked this idea of playing with the idea of an accent filter, which they have in games, so that we could frankly exploit one of Jodie's many superpowers, which is her ear and her ear for accents.
Because I've never heard her do an American accent. So when that happened, I was like, oh my God, wow, she's incredible. You know, it's one of the many strings to her bow.
Yeah, her range is really, really impressive.
I'm looking forward to seeing Free Guy again, because I'm sure there are lots of Easter eggs that will be rewarded on repeat viewings. But do you have a favorite Easter egg you've snuck in?
I'm going to guarantee that you're going to find at least 10 Easter eggs that you didn't notice. Some of which you will look for and see with your eyes, but I'll give you a hint and tell you to also search for the Easter eggs with your ears, because there are several mega celebrity cameos playing the voices of certain characters.
Okay, that's a good tip. I will have my ear to the ground. Have you got a favorite one that you can talk about?
A favorite Easter egg? Wow, well, I don't want to ruin any, but I guess one that's pretty innocuous is there's a scene where Joe Keery and Utkarsh Ambudkar are confronting Ryan in their bunny and stripper cop outfits in those avatars. And if you look at the frame next to the cop car, kind of bouncing there very subtly, is a bottle of aviation gin. And on top of it is blinking, subtle product placement, subtle product placement, subtle product placement. So that felt like a very Ryan Reynolds, appropriately self-referential little Easter egg.
Oh, wow. When I came out of the film, my wife's really looking forward to seeing this, hasn't seen it yet. She said, oh, was there aviation gin? We love a bit of gin in our house. I said, no, weirdly, no gin in the film. I lied to my wife.
And now you have to admit it.
I'll buy some gin on the way home. There we go. Well, thank you so much, Sean. It's been so nice to have you on the show, and it's so great to get your film in cinemas. We've been waiting for a long time. I think audiences will have a blast.
Well, that was the hope with which we made the movie, so we're happy that this moment has finally arrived.
Oh, thank you very much, Sean.
Thank you so much.